Welcome back. Tonight's player death is coming off his very first career 100-yard receiving day. Please welcome Davante Adams. Davante, the game against the Patriots, certainly a playoff atmosphere, two good teams going at it and winning the thing. Was it cool to be a part of? It wasn't the first rodeo, but was it cool to be a part of?
No, it's great to be a part of something like that. I mean, you know, coming into it, you kind of get a little extra, you know, little feeling to it. So even in warm-ups, you could just feel the atmosphere. Looking across, you see great players on both sides of the ball. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to it all week.
Now, Davante, when you were in college at Fresno State, last year you lead the country in receiving, and you lead it in touchdowns. But your first career 100-yard day, exactly six catches, 121 yards. Did that mean something special? Is that a new milestone for you?
I mean, it definitely meant something, and it's what means the most to me, obviously, getting the win. But secondly is building the, you know, a foundation with Aaron and the rest of the offense and coming and being that another piece to, you know, such a great weapon that we have. And, you know, it just feels great continuing to build the trust with the staff, you know, all the wideouts in the room and Aaron. And, you know, I do my best every week to come out and practice and continue to prove to them why I'm out there.
Davante, all week long we were here, and it's going to be a game of matchups. And how long did it take you to figure out Aaron and the coaching staff are going to like my matchup?
I got a few targets on that first drive. So Aaron told me in warmups, he's like, we're going to need you today to, you know, same thing. He says the same type of thing each week. But I felt something different about this time, especially when they have those highly touted guys over there, Revis, Browner, and we knew that they were going to be following Jordy and Randall, so I knew it was going to be my time to step up.
Now, Davante, after one of your catches coming over the middle, got a heck of a hit from Dante Hightower.
Yeah.
Okay. He ended up on his rear end, however, which I thought was a positive, but that's part of the job description, going over the middle, taking hits and so forth. How do you put that out of your mind? Because you got to know they're lurking out there.
Well, I mean, it's... You got to think about it. One thing that I took from one of the late greats, he wore 88 over at the Cowboys. He said, you got to match your fear with other fears. And he said, you know, I was scared to run a slant, but I was more scared to run back to the hood. So I ran a slant. So they're going to hit you anyway. So you got to make sure you catch the ball. And if you need to take a breather after the play, you got to do what you got to do.
Thank you, Davante. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
Thank you very much, Larry. Michelle came all the way from Costa Rica to ask a question of Davante Adams.
Hi. The question is, with a game like last night, how do you prepare mentally? How do you get ready? Do you have any superstitions, any routines, anything that you do to get yourself ready?
I don't really have any superstitions or anything like that. It's mainly, I'm the type of guy, like, my heart's pounding now. Just, like, I get on edge, and, you know, I get going, especially in college a lot of times. Like, before my first college game, I threw up because I'm so ready to go. So I tried not to do that when I got to the league. So I just try to listen to some music and just chill and make sure I get a good pregame meal in, not too much, and, you know, just get ready to go.
Good, honest answer. Keith has a question of the coach.
Coach, looking at the audience, you can tell that we, the fans, love team paraphernalia. The NFL loves team paraphernalia. Would you support the concept of a coach's jersey so I could get a McCarthy on my back?
Well, first of all, it's you have to clear that with the pro shop, and that's a tough nut to crack, that's for sure. Well, good luck with that, I tell you. That'd be cool.
All right, and next up we have cute little Gabrielle. Gabrielle, do you know someone up there on that stage?
My dad.
Your dad. Who is your dad?
Mike McCarthy.
All right. That's interesting. All right. And you have a question for the coach, your dad, Mike McCarthy.
What's his favorite job to do at work?
What's your favorite job to do at work?
At work? Well, outside of being with the players, number one, I really enjoy game planning. Tuesdays is my favorite day at work, the time in the room with the coaches and putting together the game plan.
I think there's going to be
great question. Best question of the year.
I think that means there is something going to be extra in your stocking this year for Christmas. How about that? I think that's in order. All right. Great question, Gabrielle. Good job. Can you say more of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up next? More of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up next. Good job, Gabrielle.